This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It is the Lake Show here on a New Year's Eve. Steve Thompson in for Henry Lake, Jonathan Lowe alongside through 9 o'clock. And I said to Jonathan, in 3 hours, you'll be done with me for the year. Jonathan, always good to work with me on college football final in the fall. And eventually, occasionally, we work this show together when Henry has a night off, Chris Tubbs has a night off.
Yes, so there you go. So, Steve, no, I will not be done with you, and the listening audience will not be done with you. We will be graced by your presence to usher us into another year. Everyone will get sick of me, especially with that disastrous opening to the show that I just fumbled around. So there you go. Uh-huh. Everyone gets sick of me, and I'll be done in 3 hours, and you don't have to deal with me for the rest of 2025. There you go.
And
there you go, folks.
I will be back Saturday. You will be back Sunday on the radio as all the big names return to the fold. Vanita's in on Friday morning, we have learned. Jason DeRush, as Dan Cook said, will return on Friday. Henry Lake back next Monday night. Here in this chair between 6 and 9.
Or as we like to call on the weekday staff, the starting rotation is coming back into shape.
That is exactly right. They brought me in from the bullpen, the big right-hander, to close out the new year.
And they called me up from Double A.
Come on. You've been around a long time as well. We are role players off the bench, as they say in the NBA. And I'm cool with that role. Speaking of the NBA, the Timberwolves look terrible today. They got thumped by Atlanta. They were down 70-49 at halftime. So if you skipped out of work or made plans and watched the Timberwolves, I'm sorry about that. The Wild got off to a terrible start today in San Jose. They were down 3 rip. They battled back. They got it to overtime. They got it to a shootout before bowing to the Sharks in the shootout. But they do get a point on the road trip. So 5 out of 6 points on the road trip. But this Timberwolves club, they bounced back, blew out the Chicago Bulls. Then the matinee in Atlanta today, not good.
Yeah, this was
not good.
This was, I actually did take the day off of work, and I was flipping around. I flipped through some of the bowl games. I flipped through a little bit of college basketball, and I knew the Wolves had a matinee, and so I turned it on for a couple of stretches, and they just looked awful. They looked just dreadful today.
Yeah, it was as bad as that game with the Brooklyn Nets, and that's the thing about this Timberwolves team. You just never know what you're going to get. in this Hogs team, you know, few games under 500.
No Trae Young.
Yeah, and the Timberwolves, you know, just get thumped in quarter number two, and it's a ball game. And, you know, a lot of guys that don't typically get minutes got minutes in the game. And by the way, they'll be on the road in Miami on Saturday to play the Heat, and then they'll visit D.C. to play the Wizards, and the Wizards are bad. And then they get the Heat right back here on Tuesday, January 6th at Target Center. But, yeah, that was ugly. And then the Wild, they dug themselves a hole, dug out of it, still salvaged a point. And now they go to L.A. And here's the thing about the Wild schedule in L.A. This is really interesting. Because the World Juniors are in town and it's an extended road trip. Seven games, I think, over 2 weeks. They'll be on the road. They played three. They've got four to go on the trip. So Friday, they'll play the Ducks in Anaheim. Then they get two in a row against the Kings in L.A. And that'll be Saturday night and then again on Monday night. And then they close out the trip in Seattle and fly home. They'll play the Islanders in St. Paul on January 10th. Quick update, World Juniors. The Swedes lead the United States 2-0 at Grand Casino Arena in St. Paul. And Canada and Finland get started later at 3M Arena at Mariucci. And this is the end of pool play. And then it's on to the medal round. The United States, Sweden, and Canada are through the medal round. So there you go. And once the action is done tonight, then they'll set up the medal round there. Hey, I wanted to run something by you. And Jonathan, I don't know if at your place you put up a lot of holiday decorations, etc. And we do. And I will say this. And it's not that I'm Ebenezer Scrooge or don't like the holidays or don't like Christmas. I really do. But if I lived alone, I wouldn't do any of that. I wouldn't set up a tree and that sort of thing. You know, it's just not my thing. But I live with two women, my wife of many, many years, and my daughter, my youngest, still at home. And we do set up a tree and do some decorations and that sort of thing. And every year we kind of debate when all of that should be put away. And I have noticed some neighbors have already thrown their tree out on the curb that it's ready to be picked up. And I know garbage day is delayed, so I think it's Friday. Typically Thursday morning they come around, pick up the recycling and the garbage, etc. And maybe the city has a different schedule for the real trees. I haven't done a real tree in a long time. But we do have a tree up and that sort of thing. And I proposed that on New Year's Day, I take the ornaments off our little fake tree and put them in the tote and stow them away and take down the tree and do the cleanup and get the wreath out of the house. We do have a real wreath in the house. And by the end of the day tomorrow, and the end of all the football games, we're done. And we go into January 2nd, and we don't have anything up. And I think I've been vetoed that we're probably not going to do that until Sunday. And I'm not sure why. So, you know, once again, there are neighbors. And I know the real trees dry out and become a hazard with each passing day. But what is your plan? Is your Christmas stuff down? Is it put away? Or do you wait till New Year's Day or beyond? I'd love to get your feedback on that. Once again, I was going to do it tomorrow, watch a little college football on New Year's Day, relax, maybe eat too much, and do that. And now it's like, no. Not on New Year's Day. We're not doing that. I was shut down. And our number, by the way, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. When do you shut down the holiday decorations? When do you pack them up for the year? When do you get the tree, the wreath, etc.? And I can tell you one thing about this wreath. It's very nice. We bought it. It was a fundraiser for my niece. And I didn't realize when we bought this thing or signed up for it and gave her the money that it was going to be this gigantic. It is a gigantic wreath. And it's at the point where if you look at this wreath, needles fall off it. I mean, it is tinder dry. And I think no matter what, I am going to risk the ire of my two roommates, my wife and daughter, by getting that thing outside. I may even do it tonight after the show. Get it outside. Now, Jonathan, do you decorate or do you not bother?
So to answer your first question on how many decorations do I put up, not a one. Not okay. A one.
You and I would be on the same page.
Yes.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
As far as you saying that you're the Scrooge of Christmas, no. Compared to me, you are Bob Cratchit times 50.
I like the holidays. It's just that if I lived alone, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't bother with the tree or
it's a lot of work
or any of that. I just wouldn't. I wouldn't need that.
Right. And you know, if I want holiday cheer, I can look out the window and I can see other houses across the way, or I can look at other apartments where they take their decks. And they put lights up and they put decorations up. And so all I need to do is just walk outside, take a quick glance, and I'm good.
There is a home in Champlin. And I know every community has at least one home where they go way overboard on the holiday decorations. And there's one in Champlin. And it's west of Winnetka and north of 117th. So it's kind of in that northwest quadrant, if you know the area. And the family that lives there, they go all out. It is really impressive. Now, when the kids were young, I would put up the lights outside and, you know, have the plastic Santa Claus and snowman and all of that sort of stuff. That's all long gone. I don't do that. I'm not going to climb around on a ladder anymore. But I am wondering, and I'd like to find out what you do. Do you leave them up for a while, or do they come down on the 26th? Are you going to take them down on New Year's Day? Are you going to wait till the weekend? I'd love to find out. Jonathan doesn't count because he didn't put any up anyway. 651-461-9226. Quick break. Happy New Year from all of us here. News Talk 830-WCCO.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It is the late show. Steve in for Henry tonight. Jonathan Lowe alongside through 9 o'clock tonight. We have a great guest coming up at 6:35, and that is Matt Walker, head coach of the University of Wisconsin River Falls. The football team headed for the Stag Bowl, the D3 title game. They'll be in Canton, Ohio to take on a really great program in the championship game, and really look forward to visiting with him at 6:35 tonight here on News Talk 830 WCCO. But really an exciting time for River Falls as they head to take on perennial power North Central once again in Canton, Ohio. And that game will be on Sunday night. So pretty cool stuff. It is 6:24 here at News Talk 830 WCCO. When we were talking about Jonathan didn't put up any Christmas decorations. And if I lived alone, I wouldn't either. And I'm thinking in the, you know, in my younger days, when I was single, I didn't bother, putting them up. And the text is great. You guys are a couple of sticks in the mud, by the way. Ha ha. Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Jeff in the Sauk Rapids. Jeff, Happy New Year.
Hey, Steve. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah. Good to visit with you.
Yeah. So regarding Christmas trees, I bought this house, 5 years ago, and I think it was in maybe my second year living here that I noticed, this little lighted Christmas tree in the backyard of one of my neighbors.
Sure.
As it turns out, two houses over, and because of the curvature of the street, the design of the lots, there's a big wetland out behind us. This little tree appeared to be out there all by itself. I mean, all alone. It looked like it was 100 miles away from anything.
Yeah.
And he lighted it every year. I suppose it was probably only 100, 150 feet from his house. And I thought, you know, that was pretty cool. So we couldn't see each other's houses direct line of sight. But that inspired me to get a Christmas tree stand, mm-hmm. screw it to my deck. I have a split entry, so it's an elevated deck.
Sure.
And I'd go buy a 5 to 7 foot Christmas tree and set it up there, and I would light it accordingly. And apparently, he could see mine, and I could see his.
It's not a bad idea, and then you don't have to worry about the needles and all of that sort of thing and making a mess.
Yeah. So pretty much what happened when he would light his tree way out there in the middle of nowhere, I would set mine up and light it. And I would leave mine lighted until he quit lighting his. And that was the schedule. And you don't know whenever that's going to happen. So maybe the lights go on somewhere around Thanksgiving. Maybe they go out sometimes around, I don't know, January, February, whenever. But those two trees would remain lighted together all the time.
Now, do you have a tree in the house? Do you have a real one or a fake one?
Nope. I'd go buy a real one and I'd set it on that.
And that's it. That's the only tree on the outside.
Yeah. You know those regular metal tree stands?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Just screw it to the deck. No big deal. Just use shit rock screws. They're 2 inches and they'll hold it and pull it back out without any damage to your deck. Nothing to it.
Cool, Jeff. Well, Happy New Year. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
There he is, Jeff, Sauk Rapids. From our text line, we've got a number of them, and I want to get to that. And I'm wondering, because I'd like to take the tree and all this stuff down tomorrow, New Year's Day, watch a little football, take that stuff down, get it put away, get it cleaned up, and be done for the season. The Christmas tree stays up through at least Sunday, January 5th, for the 12th day of Christmas. I think this Sunday is the 4th, but anyway, Christmas lights stay on until February 1. Okay. I have a 4-foot tree with lights that I keep up all winter. I live alone and enjoy it, especially with the snow. I don't have any other decorations except a winter pot on the patio that's currently snowbound. I have to read this text I did earlier talking about Jonathan and I. And, well, if I didn't have roommates, my wife and daughter, I probably wouldn't put up a tree or any of that. It's just because I'm lazy. Jonathan doesn't put one on. You guys are a couple of sticks in the mud, by the way. Ha ha. I had to get that one in again. With all the work, I can't take mine down until after the new year. So about a week after the new year seems reasonable. All right. Like I say, I may be forced to wait until Sunday, the way it looks. But I'm going to keep lobbying to get this stuff down, get it put away, get it cleaned up for the season. But I will say the wreath, it's ready to shed those needles for sure. When I was a kid, we lived in a split, and I've told this story before. We had a vaulted ceiling, and one of the things my dad insisted on was having a tree that would fill the entire vault. So we're talking this vaulted ceiling in this split had to be a 10, 11-foot ceiling between the living room and dining room. And we'd go out every year, my dad and my brothers and I. Mom would tag along sometimes. And we'd get this gigantic tree to fill that complete vault in the house. And we'd bring it in, and we'd let it dry and prepare it. Then we'd haul it in the house and drag it in the house into the entryway and up the stairs. You know, it was a big tree, tall tree. And we'd stand that thing up, and then we'd put the old school light bulbs on it and a star and a ladder. I mean, it was a production to decorate this tree. But when you came into the house, into the entryway, and you would stare from the entryway up into the living room, into the vault, it was spectacular because it did fill that whole space. And you could still get through to the dining room, and then the kitchen was back there. Problem was, it was a real tree. When we took the stuff off after Christmas, the tree had dried out. We'd add water, and we'd trade off adding water to it. We'd do the best we could. We had a humidifier running in the house, but they would still dry out. By the time we got the decorations, the garland, the lights off that thing, there weren't many needles left. They were in a pile under this tree. And then by the time we took it down and dragged it out of the house, it was just a trail of needles that my brothers and I would spend a long time vacuuming up. And I swear, 6 months later, it's still fine. Needles from the tree and the carpet. But, yeah, quite a tradition. 6:32 here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. We'll have an update on the weather. We'll get an update on River Falls football. They're headed for the D3 title game, the Stag Bowl in Canton, Ohio. They will play North Central of Illinois on Sunday night. And the head coach is going to join us, Matt Walker, in a moment.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
For years and years here on CCO, we've been doing the regional college football scoreboard on Saturdays in the fall. We cover the MIAC, the WIAC, the Northern Sun, the UMAC, the Missouri Valley. Plus, we do Big Ten and Top 25. Jonathan Lowe and I have been working together on that show for a long, long time. And we get a kick out of the game reports, and we keep an eye on the standings. And in the WIAC this year, it was UW-River Falls. Week in, week out, a tremendous season. They win the conference title. They, as a result, get the automatic bid to the NCAA Division III tournament. And since getting in, they have run the table. As a result, they play in the Stag Bowl against North Central of Illinois in Canton, Ohio, this Sunday, and we're pleased to be joined by the head coach of the River Falls Falcons, Matt Walker. Matt, thanks so much for the time, and congrats on a great year.
Well, thank you. It's great to be on. I appreciate it. It's been an incredible journey, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. When did you feel like this team could do something this year?
You know, if anyone's followed us, you know, we were rebuilding this thing before COVID, and nobody was more frustrated than me with how long it was taken. But, you know, we came out of that COVID year in 21 and won 9 games, and you could feel it was starting to happen a little bit. and we were pretty good going into the COVID year and didn't get to play, and then we came out and won those nine games, you felt like something was rocking and rolling. But, you know, the league's so hard to win that we just we couldn't get our butts in the playoffs, and you know, thought we had a chance to make some of these runs that we're making right now, but we couldn't get in. You know, you get beat by Whitewater or La Crosse or one of these ever so often, couldn't get in. So, but you could feel it building since COVID. We knew we had something unique when you know, the quarterback, you know, Caleb Blaha is a Fridley kid there in Minnesota, when he's the best player in the country, and it's not a, I don't think anybody's debating it anymore, but when he got the medical redshirt to come back another year this year with this good team we knew was coming back, we knew we could have something pretty special going on.
Yeah, and you brought up this league, and like I say, we follow the WIAC and the MIAC very closely each and every Saturday. I've been doing it for a long, long time, and I don't think there's a deeper league in the country than the WIAC. I mean, you brought it up. You've got Oshkosh, you've got Platteville, you've got Whitewater. La Crosse has come back. I mean, those are a lot of really good teams, and you've got to beat those teams to be able to get to the postseason.
Yeah, I don't think there's arguing going on anymore with the best league in the country. It's just, I've been around other leagues, I've been around different levels. There's nothing like this. It's the greatest thing and the hardest thing about being in this league. There were six of us in the top 25 the majority of the year. That's unheard of.
Yeah, in a great group. You talked about your quarterback, but you don't win in that league, and you don't win week in and week out in the playoffs. It is a hard road to get to the Stag Bowl. You gotta win a lot of football games, and you took care of St. John's in round number two. You beat Wheaton, you beat Johns Hopkins in a phenomenal game that I had on in the studio the whole day, and we'll get into that in more detail. But getting to the title game, getting to the Stag Bowl is really hard.
Well, there's no doubt that the league preps you for this playoff run. I just saw it on Twitter today, and I didn't even know it. And here I am, the damn head coach, and I didn't even know this. But we've played nine playoff teams in this season with our regular season and the playoffs combined. That's a whole season of playoff teams that you're playing. So you're prep. You know, I think it ended up right. I think this is the best two teams in the country. They're the reigning champs. They're six. That's six Stag Bowls in a row for North Central. So you get everything you wanted. You wanted to play the best, you know, we're surely prepared with what the schedule's throwing at us to be ready for the game this coming weekend.
I want to go back to the game against Johns Hopkins in River Falls. It was a really cold day. Field conditions weren't particularly great. You guys go up and down the field. Number one, the fans that turned out for that, it was phenomenal. You got to be thrilled about that as much as anything, the support.
Unbelievable. River Falls is if you've never been to River Falls, it's a unique place now. This is a throwback college town. It's a Hallmark movie Main Street where everything happens off Main Street. Our campus is this extension of the Main Street. So much support for our college in that town. And yeah, you said it. I mean, that's a game where if I'm not the coach or don't have a kid playing, I'm not sure I'm putting on my Carhartts to head out to that one. But it's packed, and crowd is making a difference. And what an incredible atmosphere. The town all the time feels like it right now. I've joked I can't go to Quick Trip to grab a cup of coffee without high fives and hugs and good luck. It's really amazing what's happening in town right now.
Yeah, everybody on board. That was such a cool scene. On that final possession and what turned out to be the game winner, you already brought up Caleb Blaha from Fridley. What a throw, what a catch by Blake Rohr, 79 yards to the house. I jumped out of my chair, and my tie to River Falls is one of the kids in the neighborhood. She was quite a hockey player and had a great career over at River Falls. So there is a tie in the neighborhood to UW-River Falls. She was a hockey player. But I'll tell you what, I was thrilled for the kids and thrilled for the program. That was spectacular.
Yeah, Blake Rohr's a Woodbury kid. You know, we were getting, and I don't care, I don't know if you want to know tons of details, but the game was, they played us in a ton of man coverage, which teams have done because they can add hats to the box, because Caleb's such a great runner at quarterback that teams have to pick and choose. So we didn't get much zone coverage all day, and all of a sudden we come out to try to drive it to score, and here we are. And they put a safety over the top of Blake for one of the first times of the day. And I don't even know if Caleb saw him, and here we are ripping this whole shot in a ball that the safety could have got. And Blake Orr makes the most incredible catch I've ever seen in person. And just, you know, all of a sudden there we go from when he released the football. I can't use the exact word on the radio what I said in my mind, but I'm like, oh my bleepity bleep, that's picked off. And all of a sudden Blake jumps in front. We go to the Stag Bowl, you know, 30 seconds later. So incredible. Amazing.
Yeah. What an incredible run. And I know we already talked about the fans, but the coaching staff, and then beyond that, you know, the kids, we've talked about a couple of them, and I suppose you'd like to mention them all because they all have a hand in this.
You know, I've said a number of times that the current team and players should get the most credit, and I always give it to them, but it's funny. We got a unique culture here, and again, we mentioned it, like, since COVID, really feel like we could have made some of these playoff runs but couldn't get in. Even before COVID in this rebuild process, we had all these players that were working so hard and busting their butts like the guys now but weren't seeing results on the scoreboard. We just weren't good enough yet. And it feels like we're playing for all those guys. There's such a tight bond between our groups that go all the way back. And it really is special to feel their support and feel like you're playing and coaching for them. Our current team's into the history. We teach it to them. They understand they're a part of bigger, you know, something bigger than them. And it just kind of this huge extended Falcon football family. It feels like we're playing for everybody right now.
And we're pleased to be joined by UW River Falls head football coach Matt Walker. They get North Central of Illinois in the Stag Bowl in Canton, Ohio on Sunday. And a lot of good football players here in the cities, a lot of good football players in Wisconsin. You've reached out beyond that. But for the most part, it's Minnesota and Wisconsin kids that are making up this team.
Yeah, we're really 45-45-10, I say. I say Packer and Viking days around here are interesting. I grew up in Indianapolis, so I don't really give a damn, but it's fun to sit back and watch it. And then beyond that, you said we got this unique pocket in Arizona that's been special to us and unique for us, but it's brought a lot of talent. And such a fun group of guys. We got, you know, farm kids from the middle of nowhere, Wisconsin, and inner city, you know, minority kids from Minneapolis. It's such a cool mix of guys that create this family and culture that we have, for sure.
Now, what's the schedule this week? When do you head out? When do you go to Ohio?
We leave tomorrow. So get a couple practices in the stadium there. You know, it's been a unique week coming off of Christmas. You know, and there's no real blueprint to how to handle this. This is only the second time the game's been after the New Year. So you're kind of on your own trying to figure out your path and how to, you know, it was a big balancing act of, you know, using the time to rest and making sure we had some holiday downtime, but getting our work in. So it's been kind of a balancing act. But, we head out tomorrow. We're going to practice in the morning and then take off and get to Ohio and practice there a couple times. Such a cool venue to play at the Hall of Fame Stadium. They grant each team a couple hours and a banquet dinner in the Hall of Fame, just the run of the place yourselves.
Wow.
Going to be an amazing opportunity for these kids. I got kids that have never flown before that are going to get on that airplane. This is we're a pretty unique blue collar group. So yeah, we got kids that have never been on an airplane heading to play in the national championship.
Yeah, and a phenomenal opportunity to get out there and take it all in. And I know small college football fans in this part of the world, they're all pulling for you, whether it's MIAC, WIAC, you know, I think everybody's 100% behind the Falcons come Sunday.
It's been incredible, the outreach from, you know, whether it's other coaches from other teams or even I've been flooded with emails from fans of other teams, just, you know, all positive stuff and pulling for us. And really feels, you know, even like I said, beyond playing for our current team, playing for our alumni, but almost like you said, playing for this entire, you know, area, Wisconsin, Minnesota area, kind of feels that way. Pretty special. I followed small college football my whole life and growing up in the Midwest, and sure feels special to get to represent this area.
Well, it is a great story, and we certainly followed you all year long and wish you well on your trip to Canton, and good luck in that game. And I've got to ask you about North Central Illinois. I mean, they're the real deal, a really good football team.
Hey, incredible. You know, I say you can't create your own narratives anymore about football or sports in general to your teams, because the kids have all the information at their fingertips with social media and stuff. See, I don't ever make up stories anymore, but you didn't have to with this one. These guys know the history of it. They know how special this team is. I've said a lot, and people have asked me about this group. It reminds me, again, I followed it for a long time. It reminds me of those Whitewater groups and Mount Union groups that kind of had those big runs. And I say, in the most respectful way, they've just been boringly better at every position than most people. You know, there's nothing flashy about them. I think one of the cool, unique things, if you're watching this game as a fan, is going to be it's the clash of two totally unique systems and philosophies. They're going to do everything they can. And I'm not saying anything that's not a secret. They would tell you the same thing. I know they would. They're going to try to shorten the game and run the football and control the clock and limit possessions for us and keep this offense off the field. And, you know, we're going to get it and try to score it as fast as we can do it. We play, you know, if you watch us play offense, we're the fastest team in the world that plays American football. So it's this clash of two brands going at it. It'd be fun to take in if you were a fan, for sure.
Well, safe travels, man, to you and the team, and best of luck in the Stag Bowl.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. Thanks for all the support.
All right, there he is, Matt Walker, head football coach, UW River Falls, WIAC champs, headed for the Stag Bowl, the D3 championship game on Sunday against a mighty North Central of Illinois. They are the new perennial power in D3 football, and the Falcons have had a great season and won a great league. 10 minutes now in front of 7 here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. Now, I remember way back in the day when I was a youngster, the big New Year's Eve bowl game was the Astro Blue Bonnet Bowl played at the Houston Astrodome. Now, you're probably not old enough to remember that, Jonathan Lowe.
It was around when I was born, but
Yeah, but it was always on New Year's Eve.
I think it lasted until like 1990.
Yeah, 87. I looked it up because I was curious. And Texas beat Pitt 32-27 in the final Astro Blue Bonnet Bowl. Now there's a lot more than that. We'll get into the scores. But it started in 1959. Now, it obviously, the Astrodome wasn't open in 59, but was played in the Astrodome from 68 through 84, and then again in 87. So there you go. That I remember way back in the day, it was a big New Year's Eve bowl game. Now there's a lot more than that going on here on New Year's Eve, including the first of 4 quarterfinals, Miami and Ohio State underway down at the Cotton Bowl. And that's really at Jerry World, AT&T Stadium in Arlington. There were some other games today, and Jonathan, I don't know if you caught any of these today. You took the day off. Did you see Texas and their win over Michigan 41-27 in the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl?
I didn't catch that one as much. I didn't. I was flipping around to a few of them. I wasn't really focused in more on that one than a couple of the other ones.
Yeah, number 23 Iowa beat number 14 Vanderbilt 34-27 in the ReliaQuest Bowl. So a win for the Big Ten there. Number 15 Utah beat Nebraska 44-22 in the Las Vegas Bowl. And then the Sun Bowl, TV at my full-time job in the lunchroom gets over the air channels. This was on Channel 4, and this was the Sun Bowl, the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl. And Duke outscored Arizona State 42-39.
That was an absolute shootout.
Yeah, and the weather looked really good at the Sun Bowl in El Paso. And I don't know if memory serves, that's probably been the day game on the 31st for a long time.
I believe the Sun Bowl is like the third or fourth oldest bowl that's still going.
Yeah.
because you have the Orange Bowl is older. I believe the Sugar Bowl. I know the Cotton Bowl is older. I know I know the Rose Bowl is older.
The granddaddy of them all.
But I believe it's the Cotton, the Rose, the Sugar, and the Orange are older than the Sun Bowl. I want to say 1939.
Now, if you're wondering, the Sun Bowl moved to December 31st in 1958. It's bounced around. But most of the dates I see are the 31st since the late 50s at the Sun Bowl in El Paso. So there you go, up to date. But once again, college football playoff quarterfinal, Miami and Ohio State. We'll keep an eye on that as we move through the night tonight here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And by the way, the Swedes rolling over the United States 5-2 in St. Paul tonight at the World Juniors. We'll have the news. We'll have the weather coming up next at 7 here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.